Blog Talk Radio.
Champion, are you a person that's growing and getting better? Let's find out. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience. And we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, is truly rich and insightful. I encourage you, we encourage you, take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U, Inspired Media for you. For the past 4 weeks, we have been pulling pages out of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, in preparation for the launch of my next private mastermind roundtable on this very subject of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. If you have missed any of our past four installments, you missed the snapshot, appetizer, teaser, taster of where we're going in our journey on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. However, it's not too late for you to get plugged right on in. You can register immediately following the show. Our team will be standing by to receive your calls. You literally have to act now because the window of opportunity is closing. But let me share with you where we went before we go into today's installment, where we're looking at a totally different topic because we've already closed out that series. But I want you to know in reference that on July the 13th, talked about the power of consistency, understanding that motivation gets you there and discipline keeps you going. On July 6th, the power of awareness. You must know yourself to grow yourself. On June 29th, dealing with pain. The law of pain, good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. On June 22nd, time to stretch. The law of the rubber band, growth stops when we lose the tension between where we are and where we could be or desire to grow. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly empowering, and we encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you, for about 40 minutes into our program around today's subject, and then we will open up our lines for audience participation, at which time we welcome you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time with your questions and your comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment that's extra rich that we truly love. And we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So I want you to know that you want to have your notepads and all of that handy pens and whatever to take notes around today's topic because it truly is a rich one. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, the question raised is, do you have a heart of a champion? Do you have a heart of a champion? We're going to shape up and win today in our Shape Up series, but before we jump right on into today's topic, we ask that you support us by doing us a favor. Take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send a fax, email. Send a text message, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in the richness of today's programming with you. We want you to know that we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, and we do not take your support lightly or for granted. As I mentioned earlier, get your pens, notepads, tablets, laptops, desktops, iPads, whatever you need, your phone with your notes, so you can capture the richness of the nuggets that will be shared today on our program. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, today we are in our Shape Up series. And our topic of discussion is the heart of a champion. The heart of a champion. Lessons from a champion based on the docuseries on Michael Jordan and the Bulls, The Last Dance. Can we get a last dance in the house? Well, you know, wow, it's so interesting because anybody, absolutely anybody that knows Coach Adams, that knows Shania Marie, they know and knew that I was and have been a Michael Jordan fan. And so my mom sent me a message and she said, have you seen The Last Dance? It's on Netflix. And I'm like, no, I thought it was ESPN only or wherever it was broadcasting. And I was like, no, I didn't know. But of course, because my mom knows how much I love Michael Jordan, and in those days, woo, I was a Michael Jordan, still remain the same. You know, I often share, and many of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am an only child. And being the only child and being a girl for my dad, as a way to bond with him at another level as a young adult, I acquired a love for basketball. I actually have really fond memories of the Michael Jordan era and my dad and I having a healthy, competitive, you know, competition and sharing in the love of basketball. I was a Bulls fan and he was a Larry Bird, Boston Celtics, and a Magic Johnson Lakers fan. You know, he thought it was so cute that his daughter got into basketball, even though she was a Bulls fan. Contrary to the teams that he liked, I was a Bulls fan. It's so interesting when I shared that because he wasn't feeling the whole Bulls thing, you know, this newcomer named Michael Jordan. And I was bought in. I heard about Michael Jordan, and I remember the first time I saw him on the court, I was like, oh, yes, that's my player, and that's my team. And so I remember back in the day when I was watching the docuseries, especially the first one, the first installment, and I'm still in process with it, but the first installment, it was a little emotional for me because it took me back to that time with my dad and just, you know, the fond memories and the moments that we shared, one of which was the 1991 NBA Finals was a game changer. And when I tell you, it was a game changer because Chicago was a member of the Western Conference and moved into the East in 1981. The 1991 Finals marked the first time the Bulls defeated the Lakers in a playoff series. The series would mark the end of the Lakers' Showtime era and the beginning of the Bulls' dynasty. When the Bulls won playing the Lakers, it was a happy, joyful day for me and a sorrowful day for my dad. He failed to see the humor that the Bulls won the Lakers. Every experience has something to teach us. It really does. And so the Last Dance docuseries about Michael Jordan and the Bulls had some great thought-provoking lessons that I wanted to bring to you today on Motivational Mondays and share some insights that we can truly all glean from the heart of a champion. And I have to ask this question again, and I want you to really begin to process it, because, of course, those of you who are regular listeners here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you know it is my heart to bring you tools that equip you that you would be able to win, that you would work it now. Work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And so when I ask the question, I want you to really ponder, do you have the heart of a champion? Do you truly have the heart of a champion? Are you getting better? Are you getting better? We're going to see as we evaluate six lessons from the docuseries, The Last Dance. You know, lesson number one, Michael's success was greater than his talent. Like many of us, when we get to and achieve that success, it's always greater. Some may dispute this. Some may dispute it, but I stand firm and I believe it. Michael Air Jordan, he was the greatest of all times. I know there's been disputes around that, but for me, he was the greatest and remains the greatest of all times. I'm not minimizing anyone else's talents, but I'm saying for me and what he did and his stats speak for themselves. Greatest of all times. He was at the top of the talent pool, no question about it. No one could soar through the air like him. You know, they were like, who is he? God, how he was soaring through the air. Now, of course, we know he wasn't. But it was like at the time, no one was doing and could do what this young guy came out of college after 2 years and began to play in the NBA. It was his talent that made him great, but it was not his talent alone. It was his talent plus great choices. Now, I don't think that we could, any of us, dispute. He made some great choices. So lesson number one, Michael's success was greater than his talent. I want to further go on to share with you a couple of attributes that, in my opinion, he really demonstrated. He demonstrated an individual that was without question passionate. He let you see that passion, that fire, it was evident. Are you passionate? Do you have a great fire burning on the inside? Again, remember, we're talking about the heart of a champion and lessons learned from the greatest of the great. Passion. Initiative. He took the initiative. He was without question a leader. He knew what his trajectory was, and he made decisions and he governed his journey based on that. I remember from the story that his first year in the NBA, he would kind of separate himself. The players would be together in a room doing whatever they were doing. And he was practicing when no one was practicing. He was isolating and zoning in and focusing. And his heart, that passion, was focused on the game and focused on the trajectory of where he desired to go. The preparation was evident. Boy, did he prepare unlike any other through his practice and practice and practice and practice. And we're going to hear more about that as I share the principles with you. And perseverance. Oh, did he persevere? Not only that, but he persevered boldly with a courageous heart. He was responsible. And he was a team player. He understood teamwork. Not initially, we're going to talk about that, but he got to that place where he recognized the significance of teamwork. You know, being the best wasn't good enough for Michael Jordan. And I love that about him. He was always looking to be better. What can I do to be better? Because best can always be improved. And many of us, we get comfortable in good when good is the enemy to great. But what I love about Michael Jordan, that we should all take on this heart of a champion. We must continue to grow and not get caught up and comfortable and stuck in our comfort zone of our past achievements of what we've accomplished. Michael Jordan continued to improve and continued to improve. We, taking on this lesson, must continue to grow from best, whatever that level may be like for you, to better. That is what Michael Jordan did that I respect so much. He didn't rest on and get comfortable in being the best. And without question, he came out of the gate setting records and establishing truly who he was as an athlete. I remember the docuseries reminded me of this. When the Chicago Bulls lost to the Detroit Pistons, Michael Jordan and his team members spent the summer training. Why? Because that was a salty lose for them, but not to where it got them off their game. They said, we're going to fight to be better. Michael Jordan, him team pounds to be even stronger. He did heavy-duty weight training as a part of building from being good to great, better to best, continuously growing. And so as a leader, he stayed out front and he continued to improve. We have to pull a page out of these lessons learned. And if we want to be a great leader, we have to recognize that we must stay out front, one, and we must continue to grow. You see, practice takes our talent to another level. So often we feel like, oh, someone was plucked out of obscurity, or where did they come from? But we don't see the backdrop of all of what they did behind the scenes, you know? If you knew how much people did behind the scenes, you may think differently, because they do a lot of hard work, a lot of practice, a lot of grinding, a lot of that you don't even see. And so if you knew how close you were to succeeding, would you press a little harder with greater passion? Would you press a little harder with greater passion? You know, I thank my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, for this illustration on the boiling point. It takes 212 degrees for water to reach the boiling point. But unfortunately, many of us quit at 210 degrees. At 208, 209 degrees, just before we're at that boiling point. And the reason why I shared this, and this was so key in connection with, because our next lesson, lesson number two, the margin between winning and losing, it's a small variance. It's a small margin. It's like quitting at 200 degrees, and the boiling point is 212. You're 2 degrees short, and you quit. And that is the illustration for the margin between winning and losing. It's a small margin. And what I love about the docuseries, The Last Dance, we learned that Michael Jordan's edge was a small edge, but he continued to press. What that says to me is he continued to the boiling point, so 212, boiling point, the boiling point. He didn't quit at 200. He didn't quit at 210. He made it each time to that boiling point. And so Michael Jordan was consistent to maintain his edge, of quote-unquote the boiling point. Why? Because everybody else quit at 200 degrees or 198 just before the boiling point. So his keeping and maintaining the consistency of his edge was key. Are you keeping and maintaining consistency of your edge? Because it's been stated that the best is about the moment in time when you give 100%, like right now, I'm giving you my absolute best. In this now moment, I'm giving you 100%. But this is the thing. Tomorrow, I must work. How can I improve? Lesson learned from Michael Jordan. How can I improve? Because the best is the ceiling for now. This now moment, the best is the ceiling for it. However, tomorrow, it becomes the floor of tomorrow for me to build, for us to grow to another level. And so I want you to understand that giving your best 100, as the youth would say, in this moment is awesome. Rock on, man. It's great. But don't get comfortable there. And that was one of the greatest lessons that I learned in observing and just kind of soaking in that, you know what, it's important to continue to stretch. Of course, one of the 15 invaluable laws that we'll be talking about, the 15 invaluable laws of growth, the law of rubber band, the rubber band, and it's time to stretch. And so we have to maintain that tension. And so when I was filtering through, I realized that that consistency to maintain the edge, which is what Michael Jordan did, that was that constant stretching of the rubber band. It's been stated that if you want to be the very best, you must be in the upper 10% in your industry if you want to be the best. But this is the caveat to that. If you want to be super successful in your industry, whatever that may be, you have to be in that 1% bracket. That 1% sets you completely apart. 10% gets you in the running, but 1% sets you apart. I don't think anyone would disagree and argue that Michael Jordan and what he accomplished in his season with the Bulls was set apart. 1%. They accomplished 6 championships. 6. I believe that they could have accomplished more had he not stepped away and went and tinkered in baseball. Notice I said tinkered because he was built to play basketball. But I understand that because he lost his dad and, you know, his dad desired for him to play baseball, that the loss of his dad probably, and I've never had a conversation with him, I'm just speaking based on some of the insight that was shared, that tapped into the little boy in him. And so he took that time away and came back. And boy, did we get his fire of him coming back, right? So that 1% sets you apart. And one of the things that we learned is that Michael Jordan practiced when others were not practicing. Are you practicing on your craft? Are you sharpening your skills? Are you working to improve yourself on a regular basis within your area of interest and expertise that you're looking to grow and master? And the reason why I put that out there is because if you're not practicing, you're not looking to move to be set apart and super successful and the truly the best and constantly improving. If you're not doing what you need to do as much as you can do it, you know, I remember when I joined in partnership with my mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, and serving their ministry, Boss the Movement, Building on Spiritual Substance, as the Global Master Trainer, Minister of Training, and God spoke a speaking call on my life. And I'm speaking about practicing. Are you practicing within your capacity? And I remember early on, and I'm still, my heart still feels this way, that I was so grateful that every month in the early years of establishing my partnership with them and my service, that every month, sometimes as we grew and started traveling, it was several times a month, somewhere around the globe that I had an opportunity to, quote unquote, practice what I believe God has placed me on the planet to do. And not doing it as a hireling, doing it because of the passion and the fire behind it. And that's what I'm challenging you to determine. That area that you say you really have passion for, that you're passionate about, that you desire to pursue, are you practicing, are you doing everything that you can, giving 100, giving it 100, as the youth would say, today, and that's your ceiling because you've given your very best, and tomorrow that ceiling becomes your floor so you can grow to another level. What are you doing to grow, to develop, and to improve? Are you going the extra mile? You know, so often many of us, we get stuck in, okay, let me give just enough to get by. I'm going to give them just enough to get by. I'm going to do exactly what I have to do. Well, that doesn't put you in the 10% that we were speaking about, that upper 10% category. You have to give more than what's required. You have to do and go the extra mile, go above and beyond. And if you want to get to that 1% and want to be super successful, that means you got to really grind it at another level. You can never get comfortable. You have to let those things be exactly what they are, but you have to continue to grow. You know, for the Bulls and Michael Jordan to accomplish what they accomplished, they never got comfortable in the fact that we're champions. They didn't rest on that. As some would say, they didn't get caught up in the chicken circuit and start speaking about how we're champions. They continued to grind, and they got better and better, and they kept bringing it back to let you know, we are who we say we are, and we're fighting to grow to another level constantly. And so when we're looking at lessons here on our journey and pulling, you know, good insight from the docuseries of one of my greats, what are you doing to improve daily? What are you doing to improve daily? You know, as I prepare to embark upon the 15 invaluable laws of growth with a very special elite group of individuals, the one thing that I appreciate about those that have said yes is they recognize that growth doesn't just happen. You have to be intentional about it. And so they are taking this intentional act to say, I want to get into this network of like-minded individuals who are growing to another level, who are committed to growing to another level, who are not comfortable where they are, who are willing to stretch and do what's required, sacrificing 8 in-depth weeks to go deeper in their growth. And so I want you to know that we can truly see that with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan never let his success settle him. He had to continue to press. He had to continue to push. He kept pushing for the boiling point every time. I'm not going to quit until I get to the boiling point. 212 degrees. I'm not going to quit at 200. I'm not going to quit at 198. I'm going to press to the boiling point. Are you pressing in your life to the boiling point? Lesson number 3, mental toughness is the core of a champion. Mental toughness. You know, unfortunately, in this season that we've been in with the pandemic and COVID-19 and the coronavirus and the social unrest and all of that, we're recognizing, how do I handle adversity? What is my mental toughness? Do I have the mental toughness of a champion? Am I allowing the circumstances to cause me to break down and quit, throw in the towel? It's too much. I can't handle it. I had to deal with that as a leader. had an individual. They obviously got overwhelmed by the circumstances, and they too were a leader, and they quit. They didn't have, it would appear that they didn't have, the mental toughness that they needed to handle the current climate of what was going on. Do you have the mental toughness? One of the things that I can tell you, in March, we looked at and dealt with navigating through difficulty. And one of the things that I spoke about in that series of navigating through difficulty in March was that you cannot entertain negativity. Because if you're entertaining negativity, guess what? It chips away at your mental toughness. It strips you of power instead of giving you power, instead of building you up. And many of us, I have found that we set the table, a beautiful table. I like to entertain the beautiful linens. As many of you who listen in regularly, you may have heard me give you this illustration. We set the table when we're entertaining. We pull out the beautiful linens. I had a beautiful dinner on yesterday at a restaurant that I love, and they had the beautiful tablecloths out, although it was a patio setting, and the nice, you know, silverware and all that, and they brought the plate so beautiful. They set a great environment. And when we're entertaining, that's what we do. But we don't want to do that for negativity to take a seat in our mind. Why? Because it now will affect our mental toughness. And mental toughness is the core of a champion. For anyone who has achieved anything, they have a mindset that is that of a winner. You know, I often share the illustration as well. When a fighter goes in the ring, they've started the battle before approaching the ring, and the battle begins, because they're already mentally prepared, athletes mentally prepared. What are you doing to allow yourself to be stronger mentally and to increase your mental toughness? That's one of the things. You know, I found it very interesting that it didn't matter what was going on in Michael Jordan's life. When he got on that court, you had no inkling of a clue that he was dealing with and going through anything. And behind the scenes, there was lots of stuff going on at different phases along the journey. But you would never know that, because mentally, when he got on the court, he was in the zone, as one would say. That mental toughness. The mental toughness, if you don't have that, you need to work on increasing your mental capacity through the words that are spoken. I did a great piece in a book, Change Book Number 14, The Power of Words, a breakout chapter. If you're interested, you can get in contact with our team. And the reason why I share that with you is because there is such great power in words. The words that are taking a deposit into what I call our emotional bank account, that establishes our mental toughness or the lack thereof. Why? Because words build us up and they tear us down. And so life and death is in the power of the words and our perception of those words. And so I want you to know that this mental toughness, if you're struggling right now, you don't have to stay there. It's through the right words, and there are a lot of different resources available that you can tap into that will support you in this. Oftentimes I have people ask me, Coach Adams, what do you do? One of the greatest resources that I use on a regular basis is understanding the power of worship. And so my mentors, Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, has Boss Christian Radio. It's an app. And boy, I tell you, I leave it on. It's playing. I can take it on the go with me on my smartphone. I have it on my laptop. And so I'm constantly infusing my atmosphere with the right words. And that's just one resource, Boss Christian Radio. It's an app, B.O.S.S. The power of words is so key. The words that you read, the words that you speak, what you're seeing, what you're allowing your eyes to see, your ears to hear, all of that begins to make a deposit in you. It's a seed. And how we water those seeds, negative or positive, will determine our mental toughness. And so lesson number three that we've been kind of soaking around is mental toughness. I want us to understand that this mental toughness is a small gap. It really is. But this determines winners from losers, and this is that work that's done from the inside out. Winning is an inside job. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. And if you don't already know that, I want to raise your consciousness around that, because victory is in the preparation. What happens behind the scenes that no one sees, the work in the, you know, can't see hours of a leader's life. And, you know, I want you to know that that's what makes the difference and that's what counts. Now, on the opposite side of that, just as winning is an inside job, lesson number four takes us to losing greatness is also an inside job. You know, the biggest challenge that we all face, self-included, and I remember Dr. Phil McGraw many years ago said that when I read one of his books, Life Manager, that the greatest assignment we had is on managing our own lives, and will you hire you because of the work that you're doing in your life? So the biggest challenge that we all face is managing ourselves, managing our own lives, and staying hungry. When we lose that hunger, guess what happens? We lose that mindset that we need for greatness. And so, as we stated, losing greatness is an inside job, just as winning is an inside job. So depending upon what your mindset in will determine where you will grow, go, or not. Lesson number five, be the example as a leader so that you can say, come on, follow me. Michael Jordan could say that easily because this is what I love. And you've heard this stated. And again, I'm sharing with you lessons gleaned from the docuseries, The Last Dance, so that we can all glean from it, get some tools in our toolbox, be empowered, do what we need to do to grow at the next to the next level. And so as a leader, Michael Jordan had very high standards. He had really high standards, but this is what I love. He never asked his teammates or anyone to do what he wasn't willing to do. He paid the price time and time again. He was in the trenches with his team. He let them know, I'm right in here. When he asked them and said, hey, let's work out all summer, he was right there doing what he needed to do to press through. You know, on many of my assignments that I've had, consulting or otherwise, or jobs that I've had, I, as a manager or the person in leadership at different levels, I will always want to know, what does my downline have to do? Let me take that on so I can get familiar with it and know it inside out. If I'm managing it, I want to be able to say, I can clean toilets. If I'm asking you to clean toilets, I can, you know, do whatever. If I'm asking you to do that, I'm not above and beyond that. And so be the example, lesson number five, so you can say, hey, follow me. People respect those individuals that they know are in the trenches with them. The last lesson that I want to share with you, and then I'm going to open our lines up for you today. Lesson number six, one is too small to achieve greatness. It takes teams. You know, I think about God's word, which is my foundation. One can set a thousand in flight. So one can accomplish a level, definitely, no question about it. But two can set 10,000 in flight. It speaks to partnership, that more can be accomplished in a partnership, on a team. So yes, one can accomplish, but if you want to accomplish greater, you need a team. You need to partner. And so focus on the team. You know, this was an area, unfortunately, at different stages where, personally, I feel Scottie Pippen fell short. Because the focus on team is playing together. It's beyond one person. When we make that shift and recognize that teamwork truly makes the dream work, together each achieves more, we become greater. And this is what I love. When Michael Jordan got that and made the shift, that game where he tossed the ball, I can't remember the player's name right now, and normally he would be the one to make the shot, but his coach challenged him and said, who's open? Michael, who's open? Who's open? Then pass it to him. Why? Because he was always the one under attack. And that was a shift. He got it. Ah, it's about the team. And they started to win the championship because he recognized it was about the team and cultivating the team, that I can't do it all on my own. I can accomplish a lot, and he did. And I really feel like, and this is just my own personal opinion, that Scottie Pippen, great basketball player as well, but at certain stages, Scottie Pippen lost focus on the team. When he felt underappreciated, guess what? Okay, I won't play. When he didn't feel like he was being paid enough, and granted, he may not have been, but it was all about him, and so guess what? He didn't play. And so I want to open the lines up, and I want to hear, what are you taking away from what we have shared today? You know, I always love the richness that you bring with your questions and your comments. And so this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. This is a safe space. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. It's amazing how quickly time flies. We only have a few moments, so if you want to play in my sandbox, I invite you to do so. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. I would love to hear, have you taken anything away from what has been shared today? Any richness that you have gleaned? Area code 214-1666. Thank you for being here. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? Caller, you are that live.
Okay, I'm thinking that may be me. You just called the number out incorrectly, but I have a question for you tonight, Coach. I'm calling from Frisco, Texas. And I just really, I'm in such an agreement, power of words and the effect that it can have on your life. And I believe it can really make or break you. But as you're speaking this evening, I begin to wonder, what is it? How can an individual, or maybe you could give some tips on how an individual can analyze his or him, herself to understand where the difference is, to break out of the mold that they're in. Because sometimes I think that even though they can speak negative words, they can speak positive words, but they don't rise above their thought process to advance. and change their perspective on how they're seeing their own self. So, can you give some tips on how to distinguish the difference so that they're able to rise above it and not just together, and it keeps them from going forward? I'm hoping
I
explained that
question. Yeah, and I thank you so much for your question. I want to make sure I'm understanding your question, because there was quite a richness there in what you shared. So the question is, how would you empower someone else to see their value rise above negativity? I'm putting it in my own words because I'm really trying to wrap my brain around what you were saying and the richness of what was shared. Is that kind of the skinny of what you were saying, or help me to see it a little bit better?
Right. They are speaking negative words, and they realize it's negative, but they try to shift to the positive, but it's not still moving them. So they're still stagnant. You know, that the positive thoughts are not strong enough. As you said, you have to be strong will in your mind to rise above it. And so I've seen this in people where they realize it's a negative situation and they try to do something positive to get past where they are at that, in that place they're standing stagnant. But even the positive thoughts they have are just fleeting. They're just for a moment. And so I'm just wondering, I'm being analytic, I think, on how can you share with them as a leader how to change your thoughts about your positive thinking?
You know, I think I really get what you're saying, and wow, what a great question. And thank you for giving me the further clarity. You know, a part of the wisdom that I have found in my service with Alan Hattie Hollingsworth's Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, in teaching the youth, is that it happens through repetition. So what happens is, for example, I'm sitting with these negative thoughts for, let's just say hypothetically, 20 years. And so when I'm sitting with these negative thoughts for 20 years, the file of those negatives, it's now really thick because I've been building it for 20 years. Now I'm shifting to a more positive, healthy mindset, but I've only been doing it for a week. What's stronger, the negative or the positive? Of course, the negative is still stronger. So it's through the repetition over and over and over and over and over and over that I have to now establish a new habit based on the negative, based, you know, away from the negative words, based on the positive words, but it takes time. It didn't take me, I didn't get into that situation overnight, so it's not going to take me overnight out of the negative to the positive. But through the repetition of it and building the habit in that area, the more I hear positive words, the more I make the decision to move based on positive words, because we have to make the decision, the more I then get into the routine of it, and before I know it, I've now created a file of positives that now outweighs the negative, but it happens over time through repetition. I hope that helps you, and I thank you so much for that question. What a great question and such wonderful richness. And thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. What would you say is your greatest personal takeaway from what was shared around the heart of a champion? I would love to hear that.
Well, I think the part about just getting out of your head, you know, just empowering yourself and getting out of self and being free to understand that those words have a lot of power to where you dwell. And a lot of it, I think, is that we can be so slothful we've dwelled in the negative for so long, there's a slothfulness that it's just sort of dragging you down. It's a spirit, because you're a word person. So it's a spirit that just drags us down. And when we bring the word of God, and just knowing that the word of God is life and the word of God is light, and it can drag you out of the negativity in your mind, where you're having that battle in your mind, and you can begin to accomplish, like you're saying, it took a long time to be in negativity, and we just weigh it on us, but changing our mindset is so powerful. And I think that's what my great takeaway is from the part that I was listening tonight, that in your mind, just getting out, doing, you got to fight this stuff out of your mind in order to be successful, that take that vertical leap that you need to do to accomplish every goal set that you might have.
And, you know, that is so true. And I thank you so much, caller, for the richness of what you shared today and for being a regular listener and tuning in and engaging here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for UICHU. I do want our listening audience to know that we do still have a few moments in our program. And if you would like to chime in, maybe you have a question or a comment, you still have a few moments. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. But I want to close us out with this. I want us to be reminded, what did we learn? What did we glean from a heart of a champion? Lesson number 1, understanding that our success is greater than our talent. Number 2, the margin between winning and losing, it's a small variance. It's a small margin. Lesson number 3, mental toughness is the core of any champion. You must have the right mental mindset. Lesson number 4, losing greatness is an inside job. On the flip side, lesson number 5, be the example so you can say, follow me. Be the example so that you can say to others, follow me. So that mental toughness, and the opposite of that is that losing greatness, both are inside jobs. And number 6, lesson number 6, one is too small to achieve greatness. It takes a team. You're not on an island all by yourself. Teamwork makes the dream work. It's important to have the right people connected on your dream team. Of course, Coach Adams is here to support you with the full circle of empowerment that I have available, and I would love to be a part of your team and on your team. And as I've often challenged and given you this thought to think about, you know, I don't want you to lose focus on your goals. I want you to recognize, what is it that I need to do differently to get greater results? How do I need to break the insanity in this season of doing the same things over and over and expecting different results? Well, I'm operating in insanity. And now is truly the perfect time for a one-on-one winning coaching partnership. Along with, you still have time to get into my next mastermind roundtable. It's a private mastermind on the 15 invaluable laws of growth, but that window of opportunity is fastly closing. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. We have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is a free open group, so if you're not already a part of it, just ask to join and you're welcome. That's a way to continue the conversation, ask questions, make comments, show recommendations, topics you want to see discussed. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And I want you to know that I want to help you in your personal and professional growth plan for 2020 and beyond, so let's get connected. Visit my website at CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. That's all that we have time for in today's broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I leave you with this. I coach and you win.